With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. Battle Creek voters have elected a new at-large commissioner and a new commissioner in Ward 3. Katie Ferris won an at-large seat, while Kate Flores defeated incumbent Dean Newsom in the 3rd Ward. Battle Creek Inquirer government accountability reporter Jennifer Bowman covers the Battle Creek City Commission and this election. Good morning. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about these two new commissioners. Let's begin with Katie Ferris.
Right. Katie Ferris, this is actually her second time going for the commission and her first time being successful. She actually ran in 2013 and for an at-large seat again and missed out. But this year, after a lot of hard campaigning, she came around. She's pretty young, Battle Creek native, 36 years old, stay-at-home mom who's been really heavily involved with a lot of volunteer work. She's chairperson of her local neighborhood planning council, attends a lot of the city commission meetings, and has really worked in these last 2 years after losing in 2013 to really get her face out there and be known to voters. So it's really no surprise that she had a strong showing last night.
And, of course, there was going to be at least one new at-large commissioner because of David Walters choosing to run in Ward 5, where there was a vacancy.
Right, yes. The commissioner, Jeff Domenico, did not seek re-election. He was the only incumbent not to, and so that really opened it up for her.
And then Kate Flores, what can you tell us about her?
Well, this is yet again another year where we've seen Ward 3 choose to have a new representative. And Kate Flores is well-known in the nonprofit community. She founded and was and is a former executive director of VOSAS, which is a Latino nonprofit here in Battle Creek, and now does a lot of work as a nonprofit consultant. She's been pretty involved in the DC vision process that's been going on and came again as a newcomer in Ward 3, and it'll be a new face to the commission. It was her first time running for public office.
You told us a couple weeks ago that if there was a place to watch for an incumbent to be unseated, it would be Ward 3. Is that just mainly because this ward seems to, for some reason, have a lot of turnover?
You know, I think it has to also do with the boundaries. There is definitely a turnover. Sherry Sophia lost her seat in 2013, and that was after she had regained it after losing it in a previous election. And Dean Newsom was looking for a second term, and that didn't work out last night. And I think when you look at Ward 3, it represents the north side of Battle Creek and a small portion of the post addition. And so you're seeing, you know, different kinds of neighborhoods in this ward with different kinds of priorities, different kinds of needs. And there's so many things in there where the post addition has a lot of housing and code compliance issues, where the north side is looking to revitalize some of its corridor areas that I think they're looking for progress. And at times, if a representative maybe isn't producing the results or they feel like they're not being represented, that's a ward that will quickly go for somebody else.
You wrote recently about this current city commission term coming to an end now with new commissioners being elected. There's quite a list of things that they checked off, including hiring a new city manager. Does that mean that we're about to hit a period of relative calm on the Battle Creek City Commission, or are there some other big decisions coming on the horizon?
Well, I think definitely with the exit of Commissioner Jeff Domenico, I think there will be a change, or at least an opportunity to change some of that persistent discord you've seen among the commissioners. There was a clear disagreement toward the end between him and really the rest of the commission on how city administration should handle things and their opinion of the police department. But at the same time, you're right. They have hired a new city manager who really has stepped in and hit the ground running. She's looking at code compliance and how her department will handle that. She's involved in changing the way that, you know, the city does economic development and really increasing the accountability for the organizations that it contracts with. And so while there may be some calm and maybe they'll be able to work together a little bit better, that doesn't mean that their plate isn't full and that they have a lot of things that they want to get done. So
last year, when the Battle Creek City Commission met for its organizational meeting, it took a long time to settle on someone for mayor. Is there any indication of what will happen this time when the commission meets to pick the mayor and vice mayor?
Yeah, so you're seeing, you know, seven incumbents returning, and that's always the maybe seven people who might be interested. You know, the current mayor, Deb Owens, is there. The mayor before her, Dave Walters, will be there. But so it'll be interesting to see. I know that Dave Walters has expressed some interest, and he would like to be mayor again. And we'll see this week what the talks about that are like. But at the same time, you're also seeing two people who were elected last night who I know have been canvassing neighborhoods together and you know, support each other when it comes to Andy Hempel. And so, you know, that's three votes for Andy Hempel if he has interest in being mayor, and he would just need two more. And again, there's Lynn Ward Gray, who's vice mayor right now, who once again easily won her reelection bid. And so there won't be an absent commissioner, I don't believe. So you might not have to worry about that deadlock next week, but you know, it might not be a unanimous vote when they pick the next mayor and vice mayor.
All right, we will stay tuned. Battle Creek Inquirer reporter Jennifer Bowman, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Gordon.
You can find links to the Battle Creek Inquirer's stories on last night's election at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.